Hey, welcome back to Locked On Spurs of the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Kent's 5 in San Antonio. Glad to have you back, TGIF, everybody. Hopefully you had a great work week, ended it on the right note, and get your weekend going. What are we talking about today? Well, you know, the next episode of Locked On Spurs will be game one of the preseason. Yeah, preseason is right around the corner. It's Monday, which means Spurs basketball is back. And we're going to be asking a question, actually two of them. Why should fans be excited for the season? And why not? Why should not they be excited for the upcoming season? Also go into some news and notes to join me. I'm being graced by the presence of Michael Jimenez. San Antonio sports star's very own Michael Jimenez. Michael, what do I owe the honor to? I mean, my goodness. Dude, I mean, this is awesome.
Graced? By wow, that's amazing. That no one has ever introduced me that way or ever said anything as nice as that.
I am glad to make personal history for yourself.
I'm excited, man. This is a great topic. Spurs fans be excited? I mean, you know, it's a new month, and because of that, you know, October's when the NBA season starts, not only just preseason, but regular season is just a few weeks away.
I know it's here. It's right here. So yeah, we're going to be getting into the nuts and bolts of this. Maybe some player reasons why you should be excited. Maybe some overall reasons to be excited, or maybe some reasons you should not be excited. Make sure to follow Michael on Twitter at 210 Fantasy God. And speaking of Fantasy God, he is also the co-host of the Fantasy God / the Sunday Sports Grill on San Antonio Sports Star. Make sure to go listen to him. I think that's still every Sunday, right? Because you pretty much merge the two programs, right, Michael?
Yeah, so basically we go from 11 to 12 to do Fantasy Gods. So we help people set their lineups, talk about daily fantasy, spreads, who to start, who to sit, stuff like that. From 12 to 1, we just basically update people on scores, fantasy results so far, just talk regular sports at that point, yeah.
And another reason why you should follow him on Twitter is because he is now the slim and trim Michael Jimenez. Congratulations, Michael. Good job.
Thank you. My wife is beating me, though. She's down 31 pounds. I'm down 29.
Are you getting competitive with her?
I am a little bit because, you know, we both encourage each other. So we're doing this in a very healthy way. It's 29 pounds lost for me over 5 months. And, you know, there have been plateaus along the way, but you know, we feel great. My wife says that she's the lowest she's been since high school, aged 18 to 20 area. For me, I'm the lowest I've been in 10 years. And my ultimate goal was 40 pounds. So I've got about 11 more to go.
Well, I'm pretty sure you'll get there. And well, what's your goal? What do you think you want to shed off those 11?
Well, I think I want to get down to that because that was the weight I was when I was 25. And basically, it's been all diet. It's been a lot of exercise and a lot of jogging. Now going to the gym, doing weight training, Camp Gladiator. Right. There's a lot of different things that I'm doing. I'm trying to vary it up because you know, if you're doing just one thing, one type of exercise, it gets boring. So it's all about the mix and whatnot. So, you know, I'll do a couple of boot camps this week. I'll probably jog about 10 miles this week. But I tell you what, man, I feel like a million bucks, man. I'm loving life.
I'm Jabba the Hutt, pretty much.
No,
I just sit. I just sit and eat things all day and laugh and wish I had a gang of bounty hunters like Boba Fett, stuff like that. But other than that, hey, let's get back on track here. So the Spurs are about to get their season going in just a couple of days with preseason action. Still a few weeks away from when the games really matter. But as Michael mentioned, I mentioned, it's right around the corner. And there are certain things about this upcoming season that you could pretty much put a label on, Michael. You could say it's unknown. You can say it's possibly going to be a long season because, you know, those L's might be piling up. But let's start off on a positive note. Michael, why should Spurs fans be excited for the upcoming season?
Because hopefully the young guys finally have the keys to the car. I mean, that's it. You know, we've been asking about this for a long, long time. You know, DeRozan's no longer here. Rudy Gay is no longer here. Patty Mills is, although we love him so much, he's no longer on the roster. So now's the time for DeJounte, Derek, Keldon, Lonnie to take over. Mm-hmm. And we've asked for this for so long, and now it's kind of scary because it's the unknown. Is it actually going to work? Are they going to grow together? And I think it's very important for Spurs fans to have realistic expectations of this team. What I want to see from them is them to get better as the time goes on.
Right.
I don't care if they make the playoffs this year. I really don't. I mean, I would love for them to, but that's not going to be the measure of success for me. It's, are they getting better in January, February, March, and April to springboard to the next season? Because that's what a rebuild is. A rebuild does not happen overnight.
You know, I'm excited for the season. I am. Because of the fact that it is unknown. There's something excited about this this squad, this new era in Spurs basketball. Michael, in the past, it was always known. It really, some of the excitement was kind of watered down because you knew it was going to be TD and the big three. And they're going to lead us to a title or a deep playoff run. For a while there, it was Kawhi Leonard. Oh, don't worry. You know, we're good. We got Kawhi. He's good. Then you had, of course, the Admiral David Robinson. But for the first time in quite a long time, Michael, this Spurs squad does not have an all-star, just an all-star. Not necessarily a megastar, just an all-star. They don't have that. And to me, that's exciting because what's going to happen with this squad once this season is over? Yeah, are they going to look back and say, hey, yeah, you know, Vegas was right. Yeah, this was kind of a long season, 28 wins. Now what can we do? These guys really panned out. Let's flip them. Let's move up in the draft. Or maybe we move up in the where we just bottom out so bad, we're in the top 10. San Antonio's cheering about that. So to me, it's almost win-win, Michael. Win if these guys pan out and they become bigger and better players, possibly knocking on the all-star game's door. And it's also exciting, too, because you might be able to flip them, San Antonio. Your thoughts?
That's a great way of looking at it. I take a look at the Spurs roster, and I look at teams in the past of, like, the Denver Nuggets and the Utah Jazz. You know, no one thought that Donovan Mitchell was going to be a star.
Absolutely.
No one thought that Rudy Gobert or Jokic was going to be a star. And, you know, these guys were not drafted early on in the draft. And so they kind of had to build from the bottom up, and they built their teams back to respectability and to contention. The Spurs can do very much the same thing. I'm not expecting it this year, but I think the next year and the year after that are going to be the years for the Spurs to springboard into a playoff team and maybe a five or a six seed along the way. I'm excited because I want to see which of these guys is going to rise up and make this team theirs. Everyone says that this is DeJounte's team, but really, is it? You know, I'm not saying that in a bad way for him, but exactly what has he done to make this his team? I think this is everyone's team right now until someone stands up and becomes the alpha on the team and becomes that star player. I take a look at the additions that the Spurs made this past offseason. And the more I look at it, the more excited I get. And hearing the words from Thad Young the other day, where he was basically saying he's not out for Keldon Johnson's, you know, starting spot, was really big for me because I know the Spurs have dangled Thad Young to, you know, other teams, you know, reportedly to the Suns and whatnot for a draft pick. But I'm looking at that going, why would we not want him on the team? You know, this is a player who's probably, what, 14, 15 seasons in a row with double digits in scoring.
Right.
The guy does a lot of dirty work. You know, he is a Spur, like a prototypical Spur player that we would have wanted all these years. So why dangle him for a protected first-round draft pick that might not pan out? And then I look at, like, Doug McDermott. You know, this is a veteran leadership there. The guy can make basket after basket after basket. He stretches the floor. Bryn Forbes coming back to the team. Hey, man, if he's playing 15 to 20 minutes, I would love it. 45% shooting three-point shooters do not grow on trees. So because of that, I'm taking a look at some of these pickups, and I'm like, wow, this is sneaky good. Zach Collins.
Right.
And now we have, you know, we were all kind of devastated when Primo was drafted, but now we know he's being stashed away, and the belief is he could be a budding star. So, okay, you know, let's put that off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And if the floor can open up for Keldon to move, the floor can open up. Man, I'm so excited about Lonnie Walker, because if Bryn Forbes does not take his minutes, Lonnie Walker can finally, we can finally see what he can do over the course of 28 to 34 minutes.
General managers ask questions to find the right players, like, do they have ice in their veins? When you're hiring, you can use Indeed assessments to help make sure you find the candidates with the skills you need. When hiring gets hard, you need Indeed, the job site that makes hiring incredibly simple. Just attract, interview, and hire. With Indeed, you can do it all. Hiring in one place, even interviewing. With Indeed's assessments, choose from 135 skill sets to help make sure you're finding applications from people with the skills you need. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. More than 3 million businesses worldwide use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And don't just hope for the perfect candidate you'll find. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/locked. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/locked. Indeed.com/locked. Offered valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate the freedom of choice with Built Bar. Did you know you can choose from many delicious flavors at Built Bar? Well, you can get coconut, raspberry, mint brownie, salted caramel, strawberry. The list goes on and on. There's definitely a flavor for each and every Built Bar fan. And hey, look, if you feel like you're going to miss out, they have the mix box. You'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, they're also healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today. Get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. That is pretty cool. Go to Built.com right now and get yourself 15% off your order. That's Built.com, 15% off. Once again, at Built.com.
That would be so much fun to watch. Let's see if this team can grow together. But man, they seem to be growing together off the court. We're seeing these social media videos and
partying
posts
it up.
About them. Partying it up. So they like each other. They have rapport. They're rowing in the same direction. And because of that, I'm getting kind of excited about this year. Now, I'm being cautiously optimistic about them winning, but it's just one of those things where I'm looking at it going, They enjoy being around each other. There's team unity. They like each other. They're starting to complement each other. These pieces kind of do complement each other. There's no star, but then again, there was no star in Denver. There was no star in Utah. And up until recently, there was no star in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. So because of that, I'm getting optimistic about what the future holds.
By the way, that Thad Young, Keldon Johnson, I'm not here to take your spot article. Yeah, that was brought to you by myself over at Kens5.com/Spurs. If you want to go read it, go there now. Once again, Kens5.com/Spurs. You look at this young team, Michael, and Popovich telling everybody at Media Day that we're going to like the product on the court, that it's going to be a fun thing to watch. The up-tempo style, the fast-paced style. Again, something that fans have been yearning for since this next wave of young Spurs players were coming into their own in San Antonio. And now with the veterans all but gone, you got a few of them there. Technically, McDermott, 7 years, obviously Thad Young and Aminu for now. But it remains an open question if Aminu and Young are even going to be a Spur for the entire season. I mean, I peg Aminu as kind of a team waiver casualty because they got to trim down the roster. So I think that they might go with him, but you're excited because Spurs fans should be excited because this is the first time for this generation of Spurs fans to go through a rebuild. I lived through pre David Robinson. I remember when Dominique Wilkins was the leading scorer, and that was not Dominique Wilkins in his prime. This was in his last year as an NBA player. I witnessed lean years, and then I got to see the glory days. And yeah, now here Willie we are Anderson again. Years. The Willie Anderson. Yeah, yeah. The Willie Anderson years. Yeah. So here they are. And Spurs fans, maybe it might be a long season. Maybe, you know, those wins don't pile up, but the L's pile up. But I'm excited for the Spurs fans to experience this end of what it is to cheer on a franchise. I've been there, done that. You've been there, done that. It's their time now, Michael.
I think the difference between those years, the Willie Anderson / Terry Cummings, Johnny Dawkins, these were the late 80s, David Greenwood. Those years, I think the difference is that those years didn't have athletic players where you looked at it and said, we have building blocks to build on. I'm looking at the roster right now and thinking to myself, you know, these guys have potential and they're growing. Not only are they growing as players, but like they're literally growing in height, you know, because we drafted players so young that we now look at their heights and they're an inch or two taller than when they were when the Spurs first drafted them, which is amazing. But I look at some of these players like Zach Collins. Can he actually put it together and be healthy? Jock Landale, what are we going to get from him? It's exciting to see him because, you know, this guy, was very successful in Australia, you know, coming off this Olympic campaign where they got a medal. It's interesting to see, like, what is going to materialize from him, if anything will. Luka. Okay, come on, Luka. You know, you've bulked up. You're taller now. You've bulked up. If you're healthy, come on, show us something. And then we're looking at players like Devin Vassell, who, you know, has a year under his belt. And it's just, you know, we can be optimistic because these players are better. And the one thing that I have to caution Spurs fans about is that the Spurs can actually be better but lose more games. It is possible for both to happen because, man, the West is stacked this year. It really is more. The West is always stacked, but more now than ever before. But the thing is, I look at these players and I'm thinking to myself, man, this could be magical in time. I want to see Derek and DeJounte play well together for once. They just sometimes don't mesh, but if they can get it together, what I wonder is, what is the Spurs identity going to be this season? Is it up and down tempo? Is it defense? You know, what is the identity of this team? Because for many years, the Spurs identity was lockdown defense, and that's you know defense wins championships. That's that was the mentality of the Spurs. But right now, is it going to be athleticism? Is it going to be, you know, run and gun, try to score 120 points and hope the opponent scores 119? You know, what is that identity? And that's going to be both a frustrating and fun part to watch when this season starts.
Yeah, and look, the fact that even Popovich seemed relaxed, calm, and cool during media day, joking around, having fun. You know, he even said, Michael, that they're not even paying attention to stats. That's not even a priority right now. That he used words like fun, up tempo. I mean, we know their pace is going to be sky high. Again, first of all, he has no choice. That is the makeup of his roster, just a bunch of young bucks. Play to their strengths. But I think in that media day conference, Pop set the tone for the season. You know, very relaxed, very fun. You know, there's no pressure. There's no pressure on this club to win a title. There's no pressure on this club to make a deep playoff run. If they get the play-in tournaments or make the playoffs, that's gravy. Right. I think that's another reason to be excited because for once, there's not a lot of pressure on this club where they can explore where they're going to take this team in what direction. Are they going to take the direction of this youth movement, positionless basketball? A lot of players they have right now are very positionless. Or are they going to say, hey, we're going to go this route and flip these guys, bring in a bona fide all-star, move up in the NBA draft? So, yeah, there's a lot of things to be looking forward to. But there's always the opposite side. There's always a yin and yang. Maybe there are certain things that are not going to make Spurs fans happy this upcoming season. Hey, but thanks again for making Locked On Spurs your first to listen every day. So yeah, we're about to get right into that. Why shouldn't Spurs fans be excited? And also make sure that your second lesson today is Locked On Fantasy Basketball, the number one fantasy basketball podcast. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are turning to football as teams are back in the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline, your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and get yourself a 100% welcome bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use promo code LOCKEDON. We're joined by Michael Jimenez. Follow him on Twitter at 210FantasyGod right now. Michael, we got to look at the other side of the coin, though. Is there anything that you think he could predict that this upcoming season you'll be like, yeesh, I'm not looking forward to seeing that?
Well, it revolves around Pop, to be honest with you, because, you know, the youth movement is here. But, you know, Pop over the years has had a tendency to rely on veterans. And what I'm looking for is how many minutes is Bryn Forbes going to play? If Bryn Forbes is playing 15 to 20, 22 minutes a game, I'm perfectly happy with him being out there. But he's a defensive liability. We all know that. But Pop loves him. And if he's taking minutes away from Lonnie, taking minutes away from Derek White, just simply because Pop is relying on him too much, I'm going to have an issue with that. And so that's one thing that I'm not looking forward to. I'm also not looking forward to, and don't get me wrong, it needs to be done, but, you know, it's going to take a while for them to figure out which lineups work together, especially with so many new faces there. There's a lot of familiar faces that are young, but, you know, how does, you know, Collins fit in? How does McDermott fit in? And if Thad Young is playing, how does he fit in? And it's going to take a while for all that to work, and it might be ugly because you might be playing against teams that have been together for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. And because of that, it might look early on like the Spurs are completely overmatched or not as talented, but it could really be a chemistry thing, and chemistry takes time.
Right.
And we have to keep reminding ourselves that, hey, look, let's lower expectations a little bit, and let's make sure this team just simply gets better so that we can build off of this season. It's easier said than done, though, man, because, you know, you're watching this game and there are going to be some games in November, December, January, which are going to be winnable that the Spurs are going to lose. And it's going to be a close game, and you're going to be like, oh, why was this person on the court? Mm-hmm. Or why was this person not on the court? And it's going to be frustrating, and we have to go back to the beginning and say, manage our expectations. This happened last season. If I'm not mistaken, the Spurs got off to a pretty decent start. And I remember telling everybody, this isn't going to end well. You know, the rodeo road trip is going to kill them. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those things where if the Spurs start off hot, don't get too excited. If the Spurs start off really cold, don't get too depressed. Just focus on are they better in April than they were in March better than February, and February better than January, and just be happy with that.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, you know, the Pop relying on veterans, if he defaults to that, and, you know, look, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and that's possibly that could happen. Look, Thad Young comes out and says, hey, I'm not here to take anybody's spot, but if they get some lean games where they have like a losing streak, who's to say Pop might say, you know what, and I'm making this up, Devin, you're not getting this, Thad, you're up, or
exactly,
or Aminu, you're in, something to that effect.
I don't think people realize, I don't think Spurs fans realize how good Thad Young is.
No, he is. He's a good player.
I mean, he is a more athletic version of Kyle Anderson to me. He's just somebody who does dirty work, who gets the rebounds, can push the ball up the court, who can knock down a jumper. He's just a workhorse down there.
Yeah, he is. And another thing that I'm kind of bracing for and things maybe I'm not looking forward to, or you know, is when the going gets rough. When they start racking, if they do, well, hopefully they don't, but if they do start racking up more losing streaks than win streaks, mm-hmm. will this team be still bonded as strongly as they are? At least they say they are. We love each other. We enjoy each other's company. We like playing for each other. The party videos, you know, when the going gets rough, you know, and these are young guys, you know, maybe they can say, hey, you know, you know, player B and player C have a little issue with each other or some sort of conflict. I don't think that'll happen, but that's something I wouldn't want to see from this young Spurs team. Maybe that's why they brought Manu in. That's another reason why they probably brought him in. No player development, mm-hmm. you know, keep these guys in check when it does get rough. And it likely could get rough during the season. Also, too, dealing with those games where they're probably going to get curb stomped. There's good, you know, I could definitely see a Brooklyn just taking it to them and just wrecking them. You know, and then that's what I want to see. How is this team going to deal with the downs of their season?
Well, beyond that, I mean, there's only so many minutes to go around. You know, what happens if Jock does so well that he takes a Jakob spot over mm-hmm. over time, or takes Drew's spot over time, and Drew is no longer playing a lot of minutes? You know, what happens, as you mentioned, if Vassell doesn't get more minutes than last season? You know, there's only so much to go around, and as you've said, because they play positionless basketball, and a lot of these players play positionless basketball, and because none of them are stars, it's very a lot of them are equal when it comes to talent, or not that far off from each other when it comes to talent or upside, and that might be something that kind of, you know, dampens things from a team perspective. I'm glad that they're getting together now and that they're meshing together and are trying to be all on the same team. You know, I know they're on the same roster, but be on the same team. Mm-hmm. Personally,
yeah,
that's good to watch. But you know, there will be frustration out there. But I think the interesting thing about it is that because so many of them are young, I think that their expectations for themselves is higher than the expectations fans have of them.
Right,
and that's both a positive and negative. That's a positive because you want a team to be confident and you want a team to believe in itself. But it's also a harder fall if you have higher expectations and you don't hit them. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you that it could be kind of a devastating thing there. But that's where it takes either leadership on the court or leadership off the court. I'm glad that you mentioned Manu, mm-hmm. because beyond anything else, Manu was an unselfish player. This is some guy who would have started on all the teams in the league. He was starter, but he came off the bench and he exemplified what it meant to be a team player, you know, to be that sixth man. And because of that, it's important for him to be around to get in the head of some of these players. And I think he's more of the team counselor mm-hmm. than anything else. And to be able to translate Pop to some of these young players as well, because there's such a wide age gap between Pop now and the players. I mean, we're talking 50 years mm-hmm. age gap. So I think Manu is going to be kind of a therapist, a counselor, a motivator. And I'm so happy that he's back, you know, he's going to be at the AT&T Center back with the team. It's so good to see that he's part of that team, because I mean, he is the culture of the Spurs. He was the heartbeat of the Spurs for so long that he whatever he can provide, it would be amazing for that team.
individually, look, we'll get off this negative train right now, but just one more thing. Individually, one thing I'm not excited about is if Alani Walker doesn't pan out, if he's given Al the chance to do his thing, if a Lucas Samanich doesn't pan out, he's a 19th. He was a 19 number overall pick. 19. I think that I'd be like, ugh, you know, like, God damn, you were lucky, Spurs, to have Keldon at 29. But I mean, to use it on Luka at number 19, and he still hasn't panned out. Now that there's no barriers in front of him, now that there's no veteran, there's no Rudy Gay ahead of him, there's no more going to Austin likely for him, and he doesn't pan out, I would hate for that to be a bust in Spurs history. Look, every team has bust in drafts. I would just hate for that to happen to San Antonio. And for a guy like Lonnie Walker, look, he's in a contract year. As of right now, the Spurs haven't offered him that extension. Now, look, the Spurs usually wait till the last millisecond before doing it. But, you know, what if they pass? What if he becomes an restricted free agent in free agency? You know, is that a sign that, again, you know, the Spurs whiffed? So, yeah, there's so many things to be excited for and not excited about as the season is close to starting. Once again, we are joined by Michael Jimenez. Follow him on Twitter at 210 Fantasy God right now. Michael, let's go ahead and close out with some Spurs news and notes before we let you go and catch you up on things that you may have missed, Michael, because I know you're a busy man. You know, you're losing weight. You're corralling your dogs that got out of your yard, and you almost had a panic attack to the point where Michael called me to say, like, oh my God, I can't believe these guys left the gate open. Michael, by the way, I'm glad you found your pups, by the way. I'm happy about that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we had some guy to treat the yard, and he didn't close the gate. And that's basically what it was. So I didn't check to see if he had closed the gate and let my dogs out to go to the bathroom or go to the restroom. And I opened the door, and they weren't there anymore. But where they were found was amazing, because they found a neighborhood under construction about a half a mile away. They were together. They went into a home that, you know, had all the framing up, and they were kind of in the kitchen area. They were going up and down the stairs, and the workers that were the construction workers that were there called me and said, hey, you have a couple of dogs that are over here. So I'm glad they stayed together, though. So that was cool.
Did you play Who Let the Dogs Out? I don't know if you kids remember that song.
No, thank you, man. That's one of those songs, man, that if I hear it, I immediately change. It's like an instant change.
Yeah, yeah. That wore thin on me very fast.
The fact that I know that that's the Baja Men just eats away at me. There's certain songs. There's about 10 or 15 songs where the second I hear them, I instant change it, and that's one of them.
I haven't heard the Baja Men, that name, in quite some time.
Why do I know that? I mean, I don't understand.
You're a man of diverse thoughts, a man of a diverse.
A man of a certain age is what it is.
There you go. I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be nice to you, Michael. All right, let's dive into some Spurs news and notes here. So the Spurs announced the promotional schedule and their giveaways for the upcoming 2021 season, Michael. There's going to be a lot of bobbleheads, Keldon Johnson bobbleheads. I think of Devin Vassell. Now, those Spurs fans go crazy about that. But I'm eyeing December 27th, because that's going to be Star Wars night at the AT&T Center.
Wow.
If you can cosplay one character from the Star Wars universe, who would that be?
Oh, if I I'm dark skinned, so I think I'd have to say Lando. I mean, is that
a nice pick, by the way.
The fact that I know that name kind of startles me, because I wasn't the biggest Star Wars fan growing up, and I watched Star Wars for the first time like 6 or 7 years ago. You know, so yeah, I go with Lando, man. That he's, you know, that's a smooth character.
You want to go that smooth guy, right? Very smooth, very late. Yeah, he was a ladies' man, though. He's a big time ladies'.
Yeah,
man. And you're okay with
Lando?
That. Your wife gonna be
Calrissian? I like the name Calrissian.
Is your wife gonna be okay with that?
Yeah, you know, she's not really into Star Wars or anything like that, but you know. She's my wife's been looking very good, very good. She told me she's back to her high school weight, you know, high school, college weight. I'm down 29 pounds. She's down 31. She looks amazing. So I think I might need to get her one of those Princess Leia outfits from those.
I think that should be kept between you and your wife behind closed doors, Michael. I would either go with the Boba Fett gear, that armor that looks just so sweet. Talking classic Boba Fett, you know, the green armor. Not his dad, Jango, or not the Mandalorian, but the OG Boba Fett. I would think that. And a close second would be Luke, but in his tan uniform. He wore this. I'm trying not to get too geeky with you, Michael, because I know it's going to be hard for you to keep up. But in Empire Strikes Back, he wore this tan outfit to fight Darth Vader. It looks pretty sweet. It's very stylish, but very militaristic looking. It has this nice blend. Loved it. Be looking forward to that and more at the AT&T Center this upcoming season. Go check it out at kins5.com/Spurs. Other Spurs news, Michael, to catch you up. Jakob Poeltl sees a lot of potential in the rookie center, Jock Landale. We're speaking about him earlier. He likes that he can stretch the floor. You can read more of that article, what Poeltl had to say, at kins5.com/Spurs. Michael, that outside shot could get Landale into some meaningful minutes for San Antonio, not maybe Austin.
Well, it's interesting because it's not only him, but it's also Drew Eubanks. Both of them have been trying to show that they can shoot it from the outside. It makes things different because that's something that Jakob cannot do. I mean, Jakob can clean up the glass and whatnot, but the fact of the matter is that he's not a threat beyond 5 or 6 feet. So we're seeing a lot of these big guys in the NBA go out there and be able to shoot from 15, 20 feet away. And I'm not expecting them to shoot at a high clip percentage-wise, but man, I mean, if Drew Eubanks can knock down 35% from three, or if Jock can do something from 15 feet out, it just brings a different dynamic to what's on the court. So I think it's pretty interesting that these young guys are out there trying to diversify their game offensively. I'm interested to see if what Eubanks can do in practice translate on the court. But I think a lot of people are really, really excited about Jock this year.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, he's already a fan favorite.
He already is. You know, and the fact that we got to see him in the Olympics makes it even better.
Mm-hmm. In other Spurs news, the San Antonio mayor, Ron Nuremberg, took issue with artist, singer, actor Drake, because Drake put out a line of clothes and he titled it the World Championship Apparel. Basically, it's a collection, Michael, of apparel that he designed that pays tribute to NBA champions. Oh, yeah, there are NBA champions, all right, from the Lakers to the Bulls to the Celtics to the Warriors to the Raptors, obviously. He's a big Raptors guy. But he did not make any clothes for San Antonio at all. It's as if the Spurs never won a title in his eyes. So, Michael. Is he made the S list for you? Does that?
Well, he already does.
Your S list? Oh, he does. Okay. Well,
I mean, come on, dude. The guy's a complete front runner, man. I mean, come on. Who do you cheer for? Allegedly, he cheers for the Toronto Raptors, but he's, at Knicks games. He's at Lakers games. He's wherever LeBron is. The guy is a complete front runner. Okay. So I don't believe in his fandom at all. I understand that San Antonio kind of gets dissed when it comes to a lot of different things. And I'm taking a look at that, whether it be the Pistons or whatnot. But why the Cleveland Cavaliers? I mean, exactly.
Good point.
What is legendary about Cleveland Cavalier basketball? What, they have one title, right?
Pretty much. Yeah, that's why. That's what makes it legendary in his eyes.
Yes. And you would think, though, beyond anything else, even if you weren't a Spurs fan or Spurs fans get dissed, this, that, and the other. But the fact that the Spurs have the colors of black and silver, that is fashion in itself. That is a fashion that doesn't go away. Those colors never go out of style. So,
man, you're getting riled up for this segment right here.
I don't understand it. It's not like, and no offense, but it's not like the Spurs have, the Baylor Bears colors of green and gold, which kind of clash a little bit. We're not Denver Broncos orange and blue. We're black and silver, for crying out loud. Yeah. That is fashion 101. He missed the boat on that one. Whether you're a Spurs fan or not, he missed the boat on just straight up fashion. How do you take those colors out? None of those teams that you're talking about have those colors. You know, I don't get it. That's what I don't understand. You know, it's the same color scheme that the Brooklyn Nets have, for crying out loud.
You got fired up right now, Michael. You really
I mean, it's just, it boggles the mind, because this was not a who's a more popular team or whatnot. This has everything to do with style, fashion. I don't get it.
For more on that, go to kensfi.com/Spurs. Go check out that and much, much more. We're covering it all at kensfi.com. And of course, right here on Locked On Spurs. So before I give the mic back to Michael Jimenez, make sure to subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcasts, from Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. The list goes on and on. And thanks again for making Locked On Spurs your first listen every day. We'll be back Monday to look ahead at the Spurs' first preseason game. And make sure to make your second listen today. Be Locked On Fantasy Basketball with Josh Lloyd. He's been doing an amazing season preview series. Go check that out. I took part of it, Michael. But again, our buddy over there, Josh, Locked On Fantasy Basketball, is doing a bang-up job. Go check it out. Michael, tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods with the Fantasy Gods / Sunday Sports Grill.
Well, Fantasy Gods airs Sundays at 11 o'clock, and people call in. We have some, you know, some cutesy, it's Sunday, right? So right. We call it the Church of Fantasy. People are going to and from church, listening to our show. And we're basically talking to people about fantasy football. And we have topics such as blessed he who starts, this player, thou shalt bench, you know, pass the collection plate, talks about waiver wire pickups. It's everything that you need to know for the game ahead. You know, we talk about everything from the weather of these games to spreads to daily fantasy. We just give you the input. People call in to us, and people will reach out to us on Facebook Live, on YouTube, on Twitter, and we just answer a bunch of people's questions about fantasy football. It's every Sunday from 11 to noon, and then from 12 to 1, we just basically talk about sports. I mean, this past week we talked about UTSA football. I'm so excited about how well they did against Memphis. But we talk about UTSA football, Spurs, Cowboys, just, you know, sports in general, while we're also updating scores and telling people how their fantasy players are doing. It's a fun time, a lot of pop culture references, a lot of pop culture topics, streaming, movies, music. It's just a show. It's just a fun show. And it's every, I mean, combine those two shows. It's from 11 to 1 on Sundays on the San Antonio Sports Star.
And you let this this guy over here pretty much, I guess, phone call bomb your show?
Yeah, and yes, you do phone call bomb the show from time to time. And on top of that, you have to be kind of impressed that I actually respond to you when you text at me or tweet at me during the show. Like, I'm simultaneously responding to you.
You can handle multitask, that's for sure. That is for sure. You're good at that.
But it's good times, man. It's a lot of fun. It's good times, and this past week, though, we had we called three upsets. We said, you know, if you're doing spreads or betting, we had three money line upsets. We even said to parlay some of these, but we called them, and it was great to be able to call the winners.
Man, you're making people money, Michael. You're
the four bets that we said to do all hit this past week, and three of them were outright upset wins. So it's good times, man. It's a fun show. I do it with Brandon Medina and Quinn Hudson. But I'm going to tell you what, this week, I'm not doing it this week. It's going to be Brandon and Quinn by themselves. This weekend, I'm visiting my daughter at LSU. So we're going to go to the LSU-Auburn football game. And then the next day, I'll be watching my New Orleans Saints take on the New York Giants.
Have fun with that. Have fun with your daughter. Just have fun in general. You and your wife, your whole family. Be safe, Michael. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at 210FantasyGuys. So for Michael Jimenez, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.